vital role of nutrition in health. The saying "you are what you eat" is widely known because it's accurate that your body is built from the nutrients in your food and drink. Around the clock, your body performs the remarkable task of turning food into living tissue, requiring a diverse range of materials. This is why nutrition is considered the foundation of life. Essential nutrients, including fats, carbohydrates, and proteins, fuel cellular processes, but they are only the beginning. Your body also requires minerals, vitamins, salts, enzymes, antioxidants, electrolytes, and phytonutrients. Thankfully, you don't need to track each nutrient individually. The easiest approach is to eat more natural foods, particularly fruits and vegetables. Take broccoli, for instance. This nutrient-dense superfood is packed with essential vitamins, fatty acids, and enzymes. If its benefits were available in pill form, it would be a gold mine. The pitfalls of relying on supplements. While a healthy diet sounds ideal, many people avoid fruits and vegetables, opting instead for unhealthy foods. Even if they recognize their diet's shortcomings, they often try to make up for it with nutritional supplements. However, many commercial supplements are poorly absorbed by the body and passed through without providing benefits. The best way to nourish your body is by eating a variety of natural whole foods, including fruits, vegetables, beans, seeds, nuts, grains, and sprouts. Just enjoy eating them. Importance of fresh, locally sourced food. Although whole foods are beneficial, the problem of nutrition isn't fully solved because there's more to food than meets the eye. Modern farming practices, particularly large-scale industrial agriculture, often rely on chemicals to increase crop yields, which can be harmful to the quality of our produce. Therefore, we need to consider how clean and safe our food is. Another concern is the freshness of our food. Global supply chains allow us to have access to food from remote farms, thousands of miles away, delivered right to our local grocery stores. However, the freshness of this produce is questionable. The word fresh has been appropriated by food manufacturers, who label almost anything, including processed products, as fresh. As a result, the true meaning of freshness has been lost, which is unfortunate because it is more important now than ever. When food is transported from the other side of the globe, it can spend weeks in storage and transit, which affects its quality. Nutrients start to break down within hours of harvesting, and this process continues as the food is stored and transported. Therefore, if you have the opportunity to buy locally produced food at farmers' markets, you should do so. Your body will appreciate the difference. Benefits of organic food over conventional produce. Farmers' markets often offer cleaner food options, free from harmful pesticides and chemicals. These substances, designed to kill pests, are not ideal for human consumption. Research has shown that these chemicals can be detrimental to health, with studies from the National Institutes of Health indicating that children from farms using pesticides face a higher cancer risk. Opting for organic food is a better choice, as it avoids pesticides and tends to be more nutrient-rich. Although organic produce might cost more, it's a worthwhile investment compared to the potential medical expenses incurred from eating conventionally produced food. The microbiome, a key to health. What's inside your body? Beyond the 70 trillion human cells, there are nearly 10 times that number of non-human organisms, including bacteria, viruses, fungi, and yeasts, living inside and on you. These microorganisms are crucial for our health. Beneficial bacteria alone constitute 80% of our immune system. Most importantly, microbes in our digestive system, where over 500 species exist, help break down food and produce beneficial chemicals. Collectively known as the microbiome, this community can be either healthy or imbalanced. Research indicates that an imbalance in gut bacteria is linked to various health issues, such as irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, and obesity, as shown in a University of Copenhagen study. Nurture your gut microbiome. While some aspects of our microbiome are inherited and out of our control, much of it is influenced by our diet. Healthy gut bacteria thrive on fresh, natural whole foods. Think of your microbiome as a garden that needs regular care. To nourish it, focus on consuming fruits and vegetables rich in fiber and nutrients. Additionally, foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kombucha support gut health and can help alleviate issues such as IBS. Health experts are increasingly recognizing the significance of these microbes, emphasizing the need to nurture both our bodies and the bacterial life within. Importance of hydration. Water makes up approximately 70% of our body mass, which would normally prompt extensive research and specialized medical care if it were any other substance. Its role is critical. It acts as our internal transport system, carrying essential nutrients and waste products throughout the body and forming the basis of all bodily fluids, including saliva and semen. Proper hydration, sometimes referred to as the second life force, is vital for maintaining cognitive function, physical performance, and emotional well-being. However, relying solely on thirst to gauge hydration levels can be problematic, as it often triggers only after dehydration has already occurred. For example, experiencing a dry mouth is a sign that you've been dehydrated for a significant period, not just a cue to drink water. Stay hydrated. How much water do we need? It's not surprising that many people aren't drinking enough water. A CDC survey reveals that 7% of people don't consume any water at all, and 80% drink insufficient amounts. So, how much water should we aim for? Ideally, between 3 to 4 liters daily. While you don't need to track your intake obsessively, staying hydrated is crucial. To help with this, always keep a water bottle handy, start your day with a glass of water to replenish overnight losses, and opt for water instead of soda or coffee if you're feeling tired or irritable. It might be just what your body needs. The critical role of oxygen in health. In addition to nutrition and hydration, oxygenation is crucial for our well-being. Oxygen is essential because, unlike food and water, which our bodies can go without for extended periods, we can only survive a few minutes without it. Oxygen is vital for converting the sugars in our food into energy through a chemical process within our cells. This energy fuels various cellular functions. Despite its importance, many people don't get enough oxygen due to shallow breathing and environmental changes that have reduced oxygen levels since the Industrial Revolution. Inadequate oxygen can lead to hypoxemia, narrowing blood vessels, and impaired organ function. Improving your oxygen intake can be achieved by enhancing nutrition and hydration, drinking plenty of water, and eating a diet rich in raw vegetables, fruits, nuts, and leafy greens. Role of pH balance in health and well-being. You've likely come across the term pH in high school. It stands for the potential of hydrogen and measures a substance's acidity or alkalinity. A higher hydrogen concentration means a lower pH and more acidity. While acidity is commonly understood, alkalinity is less familiar but equally important. It's considered the fourth vital force, gaining recognition recently. Maintaining the right pH balance is crucial for your body's proteins to work effectively. Except for the stomach, your body's internal environment prefers to be slightly alkaline. Excess acidity can irritate tissues and disrupt food metabolism. Although the body is adept at regulating pH levels, increasing acidic stress from modern life makes it harder to keep this balance. Manage body acidity through diet and lifestyle. Diet is a significant contributor to body acidity. Modern foods, particularly carbonated cola drinks, are extremely acidic, up to 50,000 times more acidic than pure water. Most processed foods either have high acidity or leave an acidic residue in the body. Additionally, substances such as nicotine, caffeine, and alcohol, along with prescription and recreational drugs, further increase acidity. Factors like lack of sleep, stress, and overwork also contribute to this acidifying effect. In essence, modern life tends to be acidifying, forcing our bodies to work harder to maintain an alkaline balance. To alleviate this acidic burden, it's crucial to focus on improving your nutrition, hydration, and oxygenation, as these three life forces help to balance your pH levels. Oxygen, in particular, acts as an alkalizing agent. So enhancing oxygenation is closely linked to achieving alkalization. Diet plays a key role in this process. Fresh, natural whole foods are naturally alkalizing. However, the goal is not to become excessively alkaline but to achieve a balanced pH. Starting with a healthier diet and lifestyle can help you reach this balance and reduce the acidic stress on your body. Essential role of detoxification in maintaining health. Have you ever seen what happens in cities when garbage collectors strike? Trash piles up, decomposes in the heat, and attracts pests. It's an unpleasant sight. This scenario mirrors what can occur inside your body when your natural detoxification systems become overwhelmed. When your body's waste management systems falter, toxins can build up in your liver, intestines, muscles, and joints, leading to significant health issues and potentially serious diseases. Detoxification is the fifth crucial life force, referring to your body's complex and highly efficient waste disposal system. White blood cells, for instance, transport pathogens, toxins, and cellular waste to lymph nodes, where they are eliminated. The liver and kidneys, key players in this system, continuously filter your blood to remove harmful substances. These organs work tirelessly as your first line of defense against disease. Yet, we often strain them with toxins from alcohol, drugs, and processed foods, pushing them to their limits. Hidden dangers of processed foods. Many of today's so-called foods are far from deserving the label. While processed items can be broken down and digested, they often contain so many artificial additives that the body treats them as foreign substances. Columbia University School of Public Health has identified over 3,000 chemicals in packaged foods, with an additional 10,000 chemicals used in their production. Adding to this are the pesticides, hormones, antibiotics, and chemicals from plastic packaging, creating a toxic mix. Consuming these substances isn't beneficial for our health. However, by being mindful of your eating habits and avoiding processed foods, you can significantly reduce the strain on your body's detoxification systems.